Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231 as we kick off Hour 2 of the Tuesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's also the Halloween edition. We've got stories tonight, of course, focused on the holiday of Halloween, although, I don't know, does it count as a holiday? Because isn't the etymology of holiday holy day? And if anything is, in regards to Halloween, it's certainly anything but holy, right?
Well, it's holy to the pagans.
I suppose.
And it would be defined as a holiday in most people's nomenclature.
Anyway, so we've got Halloween-related stuff here, but of course you can always bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231 and join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. They are free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, last hour we talked about the Hell Houses, which are these Halloween alternatives that some evangelical Christian churches set up for the purposes of indoctrinating children with their belief system and, I don't know, that's scaring the kids straight, basically, is the idea. And I'm thinking that maybe they would have a better reception in Paris, France. In fact, I'm thinking maybe the evangelicals will hear this message here tonight, this story about France essentially rejecting Halloween, and decide to move en masse over to France. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Well, a lot of Christians in the United States are Republicans, and Republicans don't like France.
Yeah, but they could take it over. They could
I can't say I'm real fond of France either.
Another revolution. Anyway, Paris, according to Reuters, Halloween, an ancient Celtic festival or U.S. marketing gimmick, according to your point of view, is dying in France after a short-lived breakthrough. French media reported on Tuesday, Halloween pretty much buried, the Daily Le Monde reported, quoting Benoit Pousset, head of the costume, that's P-O-U-S-S-E-T, head of the costume company.
The Daily Le Monde?
Yeah.
What's
Le
Monde?
Is it Le Monde?
The lemon?
I don't know.
I don't know. Go ahead.
The head of costume company César, who attributed the festival's demise in France to, quote, a cultural reaction linked to the rise of anti-Americanism. So because we've been bombing people around the world and hurting other people around the world, the French are getting angry and they're stopping celebrating Halloween.
The same sort of nonsense as Freedom Fries.
Our Halloween sales have been falling. Halloween sales have been falling by half every year since 2002, said Frank Mathias.
I thought it was Jacques Cousteau.
No. Of toys retailer La Grande Recre. He told the newspaper, a group called Non a Halloween set up to fight the trend, which it saw as an unwelcome intrusion fostered by purely commercial interests, even wound itself up last year. So the anti-Halloween group has called it a day, thrown in the towel, and has said we've won and given up on Halloween in France. Because apparently the sales have just been dropping off. According to the former president of the group, there was no need for the group to exist anymore. Halloween is believed to have originated as a Celtic agricultural festival before becoming associated with the night before the Christian festival of All Saints Day on November 1st. During the 20th century, it became firmly established in the United States, marked by hollowed out pumpkin heads and children dressed as ghosts, demanding trick-or-treat from passers-by. Introduced in France during the 1990s, took quite a while to get over there, it aroused strong opposition from many who found it artificial and over-commercial. And the festival never caught on properly. The Catholic Church was particularly skeptical. The Daily La Parisienne painted a desolate picture of abandoned pumpkins and sorry displays in isolated restaurant doorways and declared, Halloween is dead. Quote, Halloween was a marketing gimmick aimed mainly at children. It's a big festival of consumption, selling outfits, masks, gadgets, and it couldn't last forever, says one of the Frenchmen. So, really,
apparently, again, in the United States, because that's exactly what it is here, too.
Well, they're against consumption in socialist France. I mean, France is so socialist. This is why, I mean, they're so backwards over there. They don't like the idea. This is where those protests were going on. We reported on a couple years ago where kids, probably 19,
I don't think it was
18,
even a couple of years ago. I think it was this year.
Maybe last. I think it was last year. Anyway, kids were running into stores in France and stealing stuff to protest consumerism. It was just the most bizarre thing I'd ever heard of. People stealing products off of store shelves and then taking them to other stores and putting them on their store shelves, amongst other things, in protest of people buying things.
Very strange. Yeah, that was a couple of years ago. I was thinking of a different one.
And, of course, if people stop buying things, then the economy dies. But, hey, don't ask any of those questions to these people. They're not experts. They're just angry. They're angry over people buying things that they want. And so Halloween's an extension of that, where people are encouraged to buy more things. Therefore, the French are angry. And so I guess the evangelical Christians have more in common with the French than they might have thought, huh? 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. Now, here's other news, and this one's a little more disturbing. Now, this isn't a law yet, Mark,
mm-hmm.
but it would seem to be just around the corner when they will actually make this into a law. Baltimore, according to the Associated Press, convicted child sex offenders should keep their porch lights off and refrain from decorating their homes on Halloween, according to Maryland law enforcement officials who've launched a multi-pronged effort to dissuade and prevent offenders from interacting with trick-or-treaters. The Maryland Division of Parole and Probation sent a letter this month to all parolees and probationers on the state's sex offender registry. Now listen how they've changed within two paragraphs. The title of the article, and in the first paragraph, convicted child sex offenders should keep their porch lights off. Second paragraph, the Division of Parole and Probation sent a letter this month to all parolees and probationers on the state's sex offender registry. So every sex offender got this letter, not just kiddie sex offenders. The letter advises...
And the idea behind that, and this is something that they really... It seems to be somehow collapsed. The definition are collapsed of a sex offender and a convicted child molester.
That's what they're doing here.
Yeah, the definitions seem to have collapsed somehow. Even if you raped some dude.
Right, well, because you're a sex offender, and by the way, we pointed out many times that you can be a sex offender by peeing behind a tree in a public park if you really have to go to the bathroom. That's a sex offender offense. So they're just sort of lumping everybody in together, and here they are just sort of blurring the lines again between child sex offenders and regular sex offenders. The letter advises them to avoid decorating their homes and to keep their lights off and their doors closed. Now, I find it interesting that the letter is only advising them. By staying home, this is the letter, it's a quote from the letter, quote, by staying home and not participating in any Halloween activities, you will allow children and their parents to enjoy the holiday without extra anxiety. Not participating in Halloween activities will also protect you from misunderstandings and the legal allegations that may arise from them, according to the letter. Meanwhile, police departments in several jurisdictions are planning special enforcement on Halloween. Baltimore County will pay 20 plainclothes officers overtime to work the streets and look for sex offenders who contact with children other than their own, said Corporal Michael Hill, the police spokesperson. The surveillance will be funded in part by a one-year grant from the governor's office of whatever to ensure that sexual offenders are in compliance with state law. So is it a law or is it an advisement that they not turn their lights on Halloween, that they not participate in Halloween activities? And I'd like to point out, for any parents out there that are concerned, that are anxious, as the letter puts it, about Halloween and their kids, there's some really simple tips that'll help keep your kids safe on Halloween. And I'm not even a parent.
You know,
so maybe...
The whole razor and the apple thing is a myth.
It's a myth.
They've never had one reported case.
But nonetheless, to help keep your kids safe, these are just off the top of my head. I don't have a list here. Go with your kids on Halloween. Hey, now there's a novel idea. Want to protect your kids? Be with them at all times. Secondly, make sure they go to Halloween. Make sure they go only to houses that you know are okay. You know, don't go to the spooky house down the street by the guy that never comes out of the house. You know, don't go to his house, kids.
If you don't want.
Right.
He probably just a recluse that needs some friends.
If you're worried about the apple, the razor and the apple, even though we've told you it's fake, go through your kids' candy before you let them eat anything.
Inspect
and take out the weird stuff. Because, you know, sometimes you get those generic candies that are kind of spooky looking. They're not brand names. They're just sort of generic candy.
So what?
I never liked those as a kid. They're not any good.
Yeah, otherwise, they're just lousy. Name brand.
Yeah, they're just lousy. So throw them away.
I don't think your kids should be eating that much candy anyway. You should give them a few pieces at a time. Inspect those few pieces.
And the number one reason, even if you go on to the little website where you can punch in your zip code or your address and you can look at all of the sex offenders on your street and you find that, oh, there's no sex offenders on our street. Let's just let Billy and Jenny go out together tonight and we won't go with them. You don't know about the ones that haven't been caught. Okay, that's why this whole sex offender registry is so useless. The really good sex offenders don't get caught. So maybe you should really consider accompanying your kids on Halloween.
Who cares if your kid gets diddled by a pro or an amateur?
More coming back. It's your Schwartz. We're coming back. Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling-off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 31st, 2006. Gold opened at $599.90, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $625.26. Again, that's $625.26 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're all dressed up with places to go. You scoot behind the wheel, turn the key, but no go. Now you're just all dressed up. What's to blame? Battery or starter? When I come back, I'll tell you. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. When cars won't start, it's always frustrating. What's the culprit, battery or starter? Here's how to tell. If it's night, turn on your headlights. If they don't come on, of course it's the battery. But if they do, leave them on and try to crank your car. If they dim or go out, the battery's to blame. During daylight, try the same test with your horn. If your lights and horn operate normally when you try to crank your car, guess what? It's the start. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Halloween edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The updates are available for you. You get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com gets you signed up. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Look, are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now, we're talking about this story about how in some areas of the country, Baltimore included, the police have sent notice to all sex offenders to keep their lights off and to not participate
in any Halloween activities. Now, the article actually started out by claiming that it was child sex offenders, but then it went ahead and said that it was all sex offenders that had gotten a notice from the city. And we are sort of going down just to... I was making the suggestion to parents who are concerned about this because the police believe that parents are anxious about their kids going out on Halloween night. And I can understand, you don't want your kids to get molested by some sicko.
Heck no.
In which case... I want to make it clear, and I want you to clarify what you said before we went to break, which was kind of disturbing to me.
It was to you. I think everybody else understood.
I want to make you, well, it was really short and we didn't have much time. Anyway, I want to make it clear to parents that please, please, please don't rely on the government sex offender registry to make you feel safe about your kids. Just because the government sex offender registry has a listing of people on your street or in the vicinity that are or have been sex offenders, so-called, doesn't mean... that there aren't other people around that haven't been caught yet. So just because you go on their website and look it up and make sure that, well, the coast is clear. Nobody on this street is a sex offender. No, that just means nobody on the street has been caught as a sex offender. Please make sure that you understand the difference.
You know, these sex offender registries are different, and, you know, you aren't going to know in every case whether or not the person that you're looking at on the sex offender registry is, in fact, a child diddler. He could very well just be an adult diddler.
They don't specify
not
the
all
crimes?
Of them. Not there's no standard.
Wow. That would really stink.
It does stink. I would think that most of them do. The ones that I've seen, they all have, but there's no standard.
Okay.
So, and the point I was saying is, you know, if the guy's an amateur, as you were suggesting the ones that get caught are, it doesn't matter to me whether they're a pro or an amateur. I think you should be as forewarned with knowledge as you can be.
Right. And the knowledge you need to know is that don't trust the sex offender registries to keep your kids safe. That's the knowledge that's critical.
Use it as a piece of tool, I would say.
But it's useless.
I wouldn't say that's true.
It's next to useless. I think people use it as a security blanket. They look at the website and they decide that, oh, our neighborhood is safe. No, it's not. Go out with your kids. If you're concerned, if you're anxious, go out with your kids to make sure that they don't get in trouble. Okay? Similar efforts, by the way, are planned in Baltimore City and some other counties. Hartford sheriff's officials and parole and probation officers plan to visit the homes of sex offenders Monday and Tuesday evenings to verify their addresses. State troopers in Carroll County will do the same. Sex offenders in Miami, Philly, and New York have also been warned that authorities will be watching them closely on Halloween, said the Sun. So, in Taylor Falls, Minnesota, council members recently passed an ordinance that prohibits certain sex offenders from dressing up for Halloween, Christmas, or Easter, according to published reports. So, I feel sorry for these guys. Like,
these retroactive laws are wrong.
You are owned by the government. If you get labeled a sex offender, apparently they can just do whatever it is they want to do. And I like how you're pointing out this. It's all retroactive. Even if they got in trouble...
Could have happened 50 years ago.
Well, even if they got in trouble last year, and they knew that there were sex offender registries, you know, since most people are, I think, aware of them at this point. Even if they knew that these registries were in existence, you get out of jail, you're on the sex offender registry, and then apparently they can just pass whatever extra laws they want to. We forgot about the costumes. Okay, now you can't wear Halloween costumes. Now you can't have your lights on at night.
Not allowed to go to the swimming pool in town. You're not allowed to go to church. Kids are there. Whatever.
Russell Butler, the executive director of the Maryland Crime Victims Resource Center, said such law enforcement initiatives are useful in deterring sex offenders from harming children. Why? Because you're cracking down on one day out of the year that's going to put a deterrent on these guys?
As though the guy that intends to violate the law and diddle a kid is going to be affected in any way by your silly little rule.
Right. If he wants to... if he wants to violate the law on Halloween, maybe he'll read these articles and he'll leave his house and start milling around the streets with the kids instead. 1-800-259-9231. And of course, again, we've read the stories, I don't know if it was an ABC News study where they had the guy in the van, you know, the creepy dude in the van, pull up to the park with the kids to test because the parents had conversations with their kids about, now, Johnny, if somebody comes up to you and asks you to come with them, you won't do that now, will you? Of course, Mommy, I would never go with a stranger. And then they bring the guy with the, you know, spooky van to the park, and he says, hey, I lost my dog. See, this is my puppy. Holds out a picture. Well, Will you help me find it? Just hop back into the van here and we'll go look for him. Sure, mister. I love puppies.
Off they go.
Right. So, sex offenders are pretty crafty dudes and they don't always, attract children to their house. They are, they're smart enough to go where the kids are. They don't necessarily wait around for them to come to them. Russell, let's see. The benefit of this program is they're publicizing that they're going to do it. Really? That's the benefit? It may make some of them think twice about trying to entice children. Yeah, maybe they'll think twice and come up with a better plan than, I'll just wait at home for these children to come my way. Maybe they'll think twice about their plan and refine it a little bit. Wouldn't it have been more, if you want to catch these guys, wouldn't it have made more sense to keep it quiet? Just send the undercover cops around and shh, don't tell anybody?
Makes some sense to me.
What do I know, though? What do I know about police work? There are about 1,700 people on the state's sex offender registry. Keeping a low profile on Halloween, the letter states will, quote, demonstrate for your neighbors that you're sincerely trying to change the direction of your life. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. And you, of course, can take control of the airway. Share with us your Halloween stories. I don't know what that means. I'm not sure, what things have happened to you worth talking about on Halloween, but we'd love to hear from you. Now, Mark, you actually had the top 20 adult Halloween costumes.
I have that.
We touched on the top 20 kids Halloween costumes, and I'm just a little curious as to how they differ.
Well, they differ a great deal. The number one in kids was Princess. Yeah, she's tough to beat. But in adults, it's the witch.
Really?
Right, by a long, long stretch.
Is that because the girls have realized that they aren't actually princesses by the time they come adults?
They're a little jaded now.
And now they're getting a little angry about it?
Well, 17.5% of adult costumes, 6.1 million, are witches. The next closest is 3.7. So that's 17, almost, 17.5 versus almost 4.
Maybe this is why the evangelical Christians are so upset. I mean, they start as princesses and then they turn into witches. If they can, get involved in between that process, maybe we can save the children.
Maybe so. Number two, the pirate.
Number two, that was also number two on the kids list.
It was.
Now that's awesome.
Vampire moved up the list. You see, adults like the scarier costumes, it seems. Vampire.
They're more satanic.
Is the third
evil
and
evil adult.
Number four is the cat. Number five, clown.
802. Clown wasn't even on the kids list.
No,
that's because kids are scared of clowns.
Well, clown's a good costume that adult calves can use it year after year.
And a lot of adults are scared of clowns, which is weird. 800-259-9231. More of the top 20 costumes. Your calls about anything. Also, still to come, the story about government and their. Oh, this is amazing. All the way, Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Tuesday edition, the Halloween edition of the show. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place to go. Everything you'll find there, totally free. Again, that is freetalklive.com, including the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of the Free Talk Live website, wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. Hey, what's a person who's been called aggressively nonpartisan sound like? A lot like a libertarian, sometimes. Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he thought the Free Talk Live audience would respond to his ad. Get the podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
And respond they have. Dan says that it's just been great for him advertising on
That's
Free
true.
Talk Live.
All right, so we're talking about the top 20 Halloween costumes for adults. We covered the top 20 Halloween costumes for kids. It's kind of interesting to see, you know, what has changed over the years as far as people getting older, what do their costume tastes morph into. And as it turns out, the number one costume for kids was princess, but now the number one costume for adults is witch. Number two costume stayed the same. Pirate. Number two consistently, apparently, across the board. Adults and kids. Everybody loves a pirate.
Well, Pirates of the Caribbean came out this year, and that's the reason.
You think?
Oh, absolutely, it's the reason.
Well, now, do they go back to 2005 and 2004? I mean, do they show you the other years?
They don't, but they do.
Because I would think pirate would always be up there.
They do mention here in the last, this year's pirate costumes are popular among consumers of all ages due largely to the widespread success of Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, said Phil Rist, Vice President of Strategy for BI Big Research, whatever that is. Knowing the competitive spirit that exists among young adults when it comes to sporting the best Halloween costume, many retailers have altered their merchandise assortment to appeal to this enthusiastic consumer base.
Let's continue down the list of the top 20 Halloween costumes for adults.
And I think that the one thing that you can probably find about adults that's different for kids is adults probably buy their costumes with the intent of wearing them more than 1 year.
Yeah, sure.
It's just a guess.
Unless they're really into Halloween.
Which is something that you can wear consistently year after year.
Right.
Vampire, same thing. Cat, I would imagine that's sort of the Catwoman craze that's going around a little bit. Clowns, yep, that's something you
can do. There's a Catwoman craze going around?
I've seen pictures of women dressed up in leather cat outfits off the internet, so...
Well, that's because you're going to leathercatwoman.com.
No, I'm not. I you see them, like, in MySpace and stuff.
I think cat's always been popular. Cat has always been a popular female costume.
Okay. You might.
I mean,
right.
Look, it's on the list both for children
Pirate
and for adults.
But I think that they've gotten a boost from these particular movies.
But there hasn't been a Catwoman movie for a couple of years, and it
Has
was
it
a
been
bomb.
A couple of years?
It was a bomb. Nobody saw that movie.
Okay. Number six, Barry.
And that was also up on the pretty high on the list. Was it number 13 on the kids list?
I think it was. I think it was okay. 13 for kids. And
so Fairy's so getting more popular.
Women and gay men at number six for Fairy. Seven, Gypsy.
Right.
Number eight, Superhero. So I don't know if that means it's like a just a your average I'm a superhero outfit.
Now wait a minute, is this the same article that also reported on
Spider-Man.
The kids ones?
Yes, Spider-Man.
How interesting!
And Superman.
That, yeah, how interesting that they lump them all together for the adults.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they're doing. So
okay.
Superhero, I guess, includes Spider-Man and Superman on the adult list and doesn't on the kids list. Number nine, Ghost and Ghoul.
Mainstays.
Yeah, number 10, Dracula. Number 11, Devil.
How interesting that they specify it's Dracula for adults, but a vampire for kids. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just a strange quirk. I mean, if it's in the same article, you'd think they've written it the same way.
Now, number 12 starts getting a little fun. There's some fun ones on here. Number 12, Woman of the Night.
Ooh.
Yeah. Number 13 is a nurse. I bet that's a naughty nurse.
Yeah, most likely. There was a lot of naughty costumes at the costume store we went to this year. People are into that stuff.
Number 14 is a pumpkin. Number 15, athlete. 16, princess.
Athlete?
Athlete.
That's a pretty lame costume.
Yeah.
Athlete?
But guy probably has it in his closet, says, oh,
I'll put on my running shoes.
I'll just go as a baseball player.
Yeah.
Okay. 16 is princess. 17, zombie.
Hey, now that one wasn't on the kids list at all.
No.
Because you can do some pretty grotesque stuff as a zombie, right? You know, some... You know, entrails hanging out of you, blood coming out of your mouth, and just nastiness. You could do that with a zombie. And I guess kids aren't into that as much.
Number 18, Angel.
Mm-hmm. Also low on the list on the kids list.
It was a little higher. I think it was like 11 or something like that. And 19, French Maid. Scary costume there.
Always popular.
Can be. Very scary.
Mm-hmm.
20, Cowboy/Cowgirl.
Oh, okay.
In case you don't know. The androgynous cow person.
Right. All right. So there you go. Top 20 adult costumes. I guess superheroes. We got some V for Vendetta masks, by the way. And apparently they've been pretty popular up here in New Hampshire. There's going to be some local versions of the V for Vendetta protest that's scheduled for November 14th, which we talked about, it, I think it was last week, the We the People organization going to have a group of 100 people gather in Washington, D.C., all wearing V for Vendetta outfits. I mean, they're going to be full-on decked-out V for Vendetta guys, not just wearing the masks. So we're going to have sort of a local version of that here. And I think it'd be interesting to have more local versions of that around the country. People, liberty-minded people, maybe gathering in front of their city hall, or I don't know if you want to do the police department. They probably wouldn't like it too much. The city hall or some other tax collecting organization, something like that, to register your discontent with the government and their policies. I think ours is going to be out in front of the IRS office here, so that should be a lot of fun. Anyway, 800-259-9231, that's the toll-free number. All right, last hour, I said we were going to get to this story, and we should do it now before we get distracted. Apparently, if you're single and in your 20s, the federal government wants you to steer clear of sex. Now, there's no laws here yet, Mark. They haven't actually made it illegal to have sex.
Because those laws would work.
Yeah. But for the first time, according to ABC News, the federal government is telling states that they can use grant money to encourage adults as old as 29 to remain celibate until marriage.
This isn't a waste of tax money in any way.
Those are the new rules of the Department of Health and Human Services' $50 million abstinence education program. HHS officials say it's not a requirement, just another option for states to combat what they call an alarming rise in out-of-wedlock births. Because, for some reason, having a kid out of wedlock somehow is worse than having them when you're married.
I think it's better for the kid that it's born to a couple.
You could still be
generally
a couple and not be married. A record 1.5 million babies were born to single mothers in 2004. More than, according to the National Center for Health Statistics, more than half of them were born to women in their early 20s. Critics of the new rules, such as James Wagoner, president of a group whose top goal is a, quote, society that views sexuality as normal and healthy, unquote, and I agree with that, say such statistics illustrate that most people in their 20s are already having sex. Yeah.
What a surprise.
Wagoner's group Advocates for Youth argues that it's futile to try to sell 20-somethings on chastity. It's futile to sell teenagers on chastity. And all of the studies show that the abstinence education programs going on in government high schools are completely ineffective. In fact, not only are they totally ineffective, they may actually have the reverse effect, as is typical with many government programs.
It, the numbers bear it out. I mean, I don't have any particular problem with abstinence programs. I think they should be done in churches and church outreach. I don't...
Yeah, I have a problem with taxpayer money going to fund these things. In fact, I have a problem with any taxpayer money going to fund any sort of sexual education programs at all. It is none of the government's business to encourage abstinence, nor is it their business to encourage people to use condoms, nor is it their business to educate people about sex. This is something that should be done on an individual basis between people that care about one another.
I agree. That's what it's for.
Get it out of the government's hands. The guidelines let the states use federal grants to, quote, identify groups of people between the ages of 12 to 29 who are, quote, most likely to bear children out of wedlock. After identifying those groups, targeted programs can then, quote, support decisions to delay sexual activity until marriage. How are they planning on passing this message on to 20-somethings? You know, by television ads?
Statistics show, yeah, I can hear the dramatic music now, statistics show that children born out of wedlock turn to criminals. Perhaps. You don't want to do that now, do you?
Perhaps they could buy those, you know, those coasters that they use at bars, the little paper ones, and they could just distribute them free to the bars.
Don't have sex tonight if you're not married. Of course, if you are married, you'd be having sex probably with somebody that you shouldn't be.
Warning, beer makes women horny.
800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. Bring up. Maybe we should just ban 20-somethings from bars.
That's a good idea.
More on the way. This is your show. Anything goes. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pills for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Join the AMP program if you like Free Talk Live. You want to help us out on a voluntary basis. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it's great if you like the message of freedom and liberty that we're promoting here on the air 6 nights a week on Free Talk Live. Great way to help support the show because we don't charge for the website. Like those other radio talk show hosts, they want $5, $6, $7 a month for their website features. We give away more stuff than they charge for free at freetalklive.com. So if you appreciate that and you want to show your appreciation, become an amplifier. Amp.freetalklive.com. All we ask for is $3 a month. And what we do with the money, we take it in, we turn it around into promotion for the show. We buy industry advertisements in talk radio publications. We get internet advertisements to get more listeners on board via the internet options as well. And all the details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Talking about a new government program, which is a little disturbing. Apparently, the Department of Health and Human Services abstinence education program has a new set of rules. See, they figured, Mark, that it didn't work on the teens because studies have shown that abstinence programs absolutely do not work on teens. Sort of like how the anti-drug commercials don't have any effect on teens either. Basically, kids aren't stupid. In case there are any government bureaucrats out there listening, I know you guys seem to think that everybody but government is stupid, but here's a little news flash for you. Kids are not stupid. Yeah. They know that when you put an anti-pot commercial on the air, they know you're lying because they have friends who've smoked pot and haven't had negative consequences out of it. So they know you're lying about the pot. They're going to think you're lying about every other drug as well, when in fact you are probably lying about ecstasy. You've lied a lot about LSD. Now, methamphetamine, I'm kind of with you. Yeah, that's definitely some really bad stuff. But there are lies told all over the place. And the kids are figuring it out. So your messages are ineffective.
And as though a girl that, you know, has a terrible home life and, you know, is bound to be promiscuous in her teenage years or whatever, as though a commercial is going to change that. As though, you know, sex education at school is going to change that.
The commercial may not change the young lady's life, but it certainly will put more money in government-connected advertising agencies.
Mm.
In fact, the $50 million abstinence education program has a new set of rules. Apparently now, the federal government will be telling states they can use money, federal tax dollars, to encourage adults as old as 29 to remain celibate until marriage.
29.
Now, again, they're just encouraging at this point. There's no law that's been passed mandating that you have to be married to have sex. But it sounds like they're going to be doing some sort of an outreach program. Hey, it didn't work with the teens. It's not going to work with the 20-something.
I can't imagine what this outreach program is going to look like.
I can't either.
And
it's mind-boggling to try to figure that out.
Essentially, once somebody gets beyond high school, or college at the very latest, beyond college,
yeah.
you have to hit them with advertising for it to work.
And really, with the teenagers, you have a shot. With teens, you have a shot at getting them to stay abstinent because there's a chance that they haven't had sex yet. When you get into your 20s, I would say that there's a very, very small chance you're going to come across people that haven't had sex. Sure, there's people that are virgins until their 30s or 40s or whatever. But, I mean, that's not a very large percentage, really. If we were to take a poll of 20-somethings and find out how many of them have had or have not had sex, I wonder what the results would be. And I wonder if you were to ask...
In the 90-something percentile.
Yeah. And those 10 or less percent that actually haven't had sex, would they be susceptible to this message? Because the 90%, they're out the window. They've already had sex. They're probably going to continue having sex. Because once you've had sex, you know what you're missing if you're not having sex. and you're not going to stop because of some government commercial. If you're in that 10% that hasn't had any sex, don't you think that by the time you're in your 20s, you want to have sex even more than you wanted to have sex as a teenager?
I think that there's certainly... I've met girls in their 20s that intend to... You know, hold out for whatever reason it is that they're holding out, some for religious reasons, some not. I would say that if a guy's in his 20s, you know, maybe he's holding out for religious reasons, but more than likely he just hasn't been successful.
According to the government bureaucrat, those who delay sex until marriage avoid out-of-wedlock births in both their teen and adult years. The guidelines read, they decrease the likelihood of acquiring a sexually transmitted disease. They reduce the risk of having children who live absent from their fathers or who grow up poor. It's certainly not a good idea to pump out babies in your 20s. I think, and there's a lot of people making these mistakes. There's a lot of people in there, you know, that are 18, 19, 20, 21 that are just having kids. And that's a problem. It certainly is. But government commercials, government programs are not going to be the solution to the problem. Ever. Talking about it might be. Having maybe people out there, conversing with one another about how, okay, kids, maybe you should be safe. You know, maybe you should be careful. Of course, you've got parents who believe it's the government's job to teach their kids about sex. My girlfriend's mom never talked to her about sex, except for, don't have it.
Don't do it.
Don't have sex. And I think that that's the message that most kids get in America. I really do. I didn't really have much of a conversation with sex about sex with my parents. I remember they read to me some book when I was a kid about where babies come from and everything, and, you know, that dumbs it down. And mommy loves daddy very much, and they show how they love one another by having a baby. You know, that sort of stuff.
Right. Well, there was a book that my mother gave me that, talked about, the clinical names for these things, mm-hmm. as though I knew what these other parts were on these other people.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the V word was.
Sure.
Didn't know what one was.
So I think that we've got a severe communications breakdown in this country when it comes to telling kids about sex, educating them about these things. I think the communications breakdown is there's a variety of factors. I think one of the factors is this ultra-religiosity that we have in America, where people are so religious to where sex is taboo. We can't talk about sex with our kids. They might wonder what it is. They might want to go out and have sex. We can't tell our kids about these things. So, of course, then the kids go on to have these urges on their own, wondering what their bodies are doing. They don't understand. I mean, there was a story in ABC News the other day about how kids are having, some kids are having puberty at, like, age 8 or lower.
It's from the hormones in the meat.
I don't know what it's from, but it's disturbing. And I was talking with my girlfriend who said that if she was 8 years old and had her first period at that age, she wouldn't have told her mother. Because her mother and her didn't communicate about these things. She was scared to talk to her mom. So she would have tried to cover it up. This is a result of parents being petrified to talk to their kids about serious issues like this. And I think it's a real problem, Mark.
Kids should be educated by their parents.
Yeah, they should. But unfortunately, parents believe that somebody else should. Oh, I don't talk to my kids about sex. Talk about sex?
They put their heads in the sand.
My mom didn't talk to me about sex, and I turned out okay. Well, of course, you turned out with 3 kids that you had before the age of 24. Yeah, you're still sucking air, but I wouldn't necessarily say you turned out okay there. You turned out dysfunctional. You're messed up. And now you're passing on your problems to your kids. By not talking to them about sex, they're going to experiment on their own. And in the midst of experimentation, there's going to be some whoopsie.
There's going to be pregnancy, diseases, yeah. HPV.
Oops. Oops. You just ruined your kids' lives. Especially if you've got... I mean, it gets worse. I mean, this is just a bad situation. Not only do they not talk to their kids about sex, but they also don't believe in abortion. So when their kids screw up at age 18 and somebody gets knocked up, she's 18, 19, heck, even worse, 15, 16. Oh, well, you can't have an abortion, little missy. That's against Jesus. You're just going to have to go right through with this and have this child and ruin your life. Great. 1-800-259-9231. How do you feel? How do you feel about the state of communications in regards to sex with kids in America, as far as talking to kids about this? What was your upbringing like? Did you have this situation that so many kids in America have had, where there's just nothing, where your parents just didn't talk to you, just pretended like there was no such thing as sex? My parents had a book called Joy of Sex on their shelf. I spotted it when I was a kid, and you can better believe I paged through it. But I only was really looking at the pictures. I didn't really actually read any of the joys.
Who wants to read that stuff?
Right. But my parents never took the time to sit down with me and talk about it. And I turned out okay, luckily, because I didn't have any chances when I was in high school to have any sex.
That's what happens when you go to a gifted school.
And so I want to know from you, you know, what was your childhood like? And if you have kids now, and you had one of these sort of suppressed, repressed childhoods, how are you handling your kids today? Have you changed? I mean, have you decided to maybe be honest with your kids about sex and have a real conversation? Like, treat them like the little adults that they are? You know, the future adults that they're going to be? Kids aren't stupid. They will understand if you just come out and be honest with them about things. You don't have to dumb it down, and you certainly shouldn't ignore the issue. 1-800-259-9231. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Todd,